Okay, Marion, what would you like me to do now?
Well, let me think. I've already taken the books and the chairs out. Now you can push the bed and the desk to the middle of the room.
Fine, but first you have to roll the carpet. I can carry it to the garage if you want.
It can stay. It's old and I'm going to throw it away afterwards.
I'll put some old newspapers on it anyway. Now, what colour would you like the walls to be?
My mum suggested green or blue. She likes those colours the most, but they're not my favourite. I think I'd like orange on these three walls and brown on this one. I've got a lovely poster. It will look great on it.
Where is it? I'd like to see it.
It's still wrapped in paper. I'll put the poster on the wall when it's dry.
What shall we do now?
You can start the work and I'll make some spaghetti for us. It won't take long.
But you'll help me after lunch?
Sure. I'll bring the brushes for us. If we work together, we should finish it today. Here's our phone-in programme for teens who want to make a difference. Let's welcome our first caller. Hello, Brandon.
Hi. I'm a member of the school environmental club. We learn a lot there. Instead of buying juice in cartons at school, we take drinks from home in glass bottles that we can use again later. We also take lunches to school in plastic lunchboxes. Our club members also care for animals. Last week, we decided to organise an event at our local centre for homeless dogs. We needed some help, so we asked younger students to join us. Together, we went to the dog centre, and our group was divided into two teams. Some of my friends walked the dogs, and the rest of us cleaned the dog beds. Maybe in a month or two, we'll go to the centre again. And now, every month, I send £5 to the centre. In return, I get the latest news about the dogs living there.